When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, Forever Dog listeners. I'm Michael Wolf.
And I'm Colin O'Brien. And we're the hosts of America's loudest podcast,
Literati!
Sorry. We are recording in the library. Literati is a podcast about books and the idiots who write them, featuring real readings from some of your favorite authors.
And some of your favorite comedians pretending to be authors.
Mostly that one. Plus, we dole out tons of amazing, unsolicited writing advice because we believe everyone has at least one great novel in them.
Hey, just last week, I had to get a novel surgically removed from my small intestine.
I accidentally sat on my bookshelf, and now I have three good novels inside me.
Very impressive. New episodes of Literati are premiering on Monday, February 4th, and every Monday after that until we die. And that is contractual.
Stick around until after the show to hear a special sneak preview of our interview with comedian Josh Sharp reading under his pseudonym, Clint Dimples.
And be sure to subscribe to Literati on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's the end of that chapter.
What's standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals? Have you thought about talking to someone but are uncertain or unsure where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you. BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselor caring professionals specializing in the issues that you want to talk about. Depression, stress and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem, and others. Connect with your counselor in a safe and private environment. Get help at your own time and at your own pace. Schedule secure video and phone sessions or text your therapist, all included worldwide, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's truly affordable option for all the Sassy Tarot listeners. Get 10% off your first month with discount code TAROT. If you've been wanting to talk and get started today, go to betterhelp.com/tarot. Simply fill out the questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love, one that you can always change. If it doesn't work for you, I change therapists like I change socks once every 4 days. BetterHelp.com/tarot. Promo code? Well, easy. That's tarot. TAROT.
Forever!
Sassy Tarot. Sassy. Sassy Tarot. Welcome to an audio journey through the world of tarot, with me, Veronica Osorio. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin.
To see the cards from today's episode, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Sassy Tarot Pod. That's S-A-S-S-Y, tarot, like a regular tarot, T-A-R-O-T-P-O-D. Sassy Tarot Pod. Sassy Tarot Pod.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Sassy Tarot. Sassy Tarot. I'm your host, Veronica Osorio, and you're listening to the music of... guess who? My brother.
Peter Mark Kendall.
My strange angel lover, Peter Mark Kendall. So today we are exploring, we're continuing on our journey through the major arcana. We are continuing to learn about each one of the majors. And right now we are, wow, I really want some wine. Right now we are going to talk about the Chariot. The Chariot is, first of all, if you haven't listened to the previous minisodes where I'm like explaining each one of the cards, that's okay. You can go back. But it's kind of better if you do it in sequence because they are a sequence. So all the major arcanas are kind of like this journey a human is going through, right? We start with a Fool, where like it's a fresh start. You start from zero. You have nothing, you know nothing, and you, there you go, off you go. And you can be in that stage anytime in your life. And then you go to One, the Magician. You go from knowing nothing to gathering the proper tools to manifesting whatever it is that you want. And then you go to the High Priestess, which is like you have now the instinct, the connection to your instinct to do what you do. And then you go to the Empress, which is not just having the instinct, but calling in and in manifesting from stillness what it is that you want. Now we've evolved from the Fool to the Emperor, where you not only just know it and are instinctive and manifest it from stillness, but actually take action. Take action to build whatever it is that you want to do. Then we get the Hierophant, which is when you have built your own personal life and you're at this emperor mode, you're also part of a society. So the Hierophant talks about that, how you ingrain your own visions and goals and everything in the process you've been going through with society. That's the Hierophant. And then we find the Lovers. The Lovers is that point when once we enter this community, we also find the other. And we also have to deal with the split that every one of us have within ourselves. I am two people. I'm also one. What's the integration of those two sides of me? What's moral? What's black? What's white? What's me that I, what's something I judge in another person that is clearly because it's part of me that I can integrate? What's something that I admire from someone else and I don't think I possess, but maybe I do? The Lovers, it's that split. It's finding something in the other that reflects back to you. That's what happens when you join with society. And now we're back. Now we're going to the Chariot, which is what comes right after the Lovers and before Strength. The Chariot is the card number 7, usually associated with the sign of Cancer. Which is, some people think Cancers are emotional manipulators, and they would be maybe correct. I don't know. Cancer, I don't know why the Chariot is Cancer, but I do know that the Chariot is standing tall in a little cubicle that's clearly a carriage, like a war carriage, and he's clearly like the emperor or some new conqueror, Alexander the Great. And he has two sphinxes that represent the knowledge of the world. And the Chariot is standing tall, entering this new realm that he has just conquered. The Chariot is a card of moving forward with confidence and by your own means, as a consequence of something that you've worked on. It's a card of the entrepreneur. Entrepreneur. How do you say that? Entrepreneurs. Okay. He has... Don't treat me like I'm Cena. It has this like background river in a city that's like, it doesn't look in ruins. It looks like a healthy city. It's right behind him. The city that he's leaving behind is his own. The city that he's now entering, he has conquered. It's the card of taking everything you know even if it's different, even if it pulls in different directions, even if like someone gives you an opinion about what to do and someone gives you another opinion and you don't know how to move forward, and you take those two and you integrate them and you fucking go for it and you take what's yours with your own effort, with your own work, with your own army. The chariot is conquering this new city that he just entered by... with a lot of help. I mean, he's alone in this picture, but what I imagine this is the story behind this card is a bunch of army guys, just like platoons, went and like fought for this thing. And the platoons were organized by this chariot. He was like, here's how we're gonna do it. And then the guys were like, yes. So the chariot is this like commander of forces. Nothing, when you see the chariot in a reading, nothing that accompanies the chariot, like whatever it is that you're conquering, you're moving ahead with, that you're like has rapid motion, that you're winning, whatever it is that is, it's because you have put the effort to make it happen. You've heard the project. You've heard the employees, the even a love situation. You've had to maybe negotiate with families. You have to compromise certain things. You've had to figure some shit out in order to move forward. But that moving forward is not yours. It's yours to take. So that's what the chariot card is. Now I have this website that I learn a lot of my tarot from. And I'm going to read some experts from it. It says, are you in control? Did you just win big? Have you finally reached a new level of accomplishment? Are you being handed control of a big project? The chariot is a tarot card most associated with victory and control. When you see this card in a tarot reading in times of struggle, understand that when Caesar conquered an opposing army, his victory parade made the years of struggle worth it. If you're not yet victorious, learn to appreciate your struggle, as the celebration you can have will be even more enjoyable with your challenges still fresh in your mind. Yeah. So, the chariot can be interpreted, depending on the cards near it, it can be interpreted in a very positive, negative light, right? Because if the chariot is next to the Empress, maybe you are conquering fertility. Maybe you've been struggling to get pregnant and now you're making it happen. You're winning at it. Maybe you have this relationship to a female figure that's now moving forward. I would consider that a good relationship read. If I was reading something about a relationship or a project and I got the chariot next to the Empress as pure manifestation, I'd be like, this is happening fast and you're making it happen. You have the right attitude. If I saw the chariot next to a Seven of Swords, it's a card of cheating, lying, being a thief, going back to the scene of a crime, I'd be like, that thief is... like, you need to check your bank accounts ASAP because that thief is moving fast. So someone's cheating on you and they're being really rapid. They're being... it's almost like an unstoppable... I'd be like, you're cheating on someone or someone is cheating on you and it's already unavoidable and they are doing it on purpose. If I'd say the chariot... with the Six of Cups. Six of Cups is a card of the past memories. I would say, well, depends on the order, right? But if it's the Six of Cups and then the Chariot, I'd be like something from the past, a past memory, a past relationship, someone that's like you've known for a long time is now also not just in the past, but they're also entering your future in a way that's very special and very big, you know? So I'm going to see... I'm going to do a general read for everyone listening right now, and it's going to include the chariot. So I lost it, but I'm going to assume the chariot is there. And so I'll give you an explanation of how this card would work in a context. So I got the Empress. One second. Let me find the chariot so that I'm not. Wow. So let's see. Is there a situation in your life? Oh, so, okay. Once you go from the 6 to the 7, you are, the chariot is a card number 7, major arcana number 7. When you reach a number 3, you have completed a cycle. When you reach a number 6, you have completed a second cycle. When you go to 7, or when you go to 5, or 4, which are like, the cards are directly after those cycles, something is more of an effort. Because starting over once you know something, once you've accomplished something, is not as easy as starting from scratch. When you start from scratch, you have to be humble and kind of know that you don't know it all. And that's kind of all you need to start something new, right? But when you've been doing something for a while and you feel like you got it, and now it's time to move to a level where you're a professional, or it's time to go from big fish, small tank, and it's time to put that big fish in a big tank, and now this fish has to figure it out. There's a little bit of an adjustment period and a little bit of like a competition and a little bit of like people want to take what I've achieved. And there's a little bit of like, I am very big in my old town, but I'm too small in this big city, right? So that's a little bit the feeling of the 7. The 7 comes right after the success and the victory and the stability of having completed a second cycle where you're not beginner, you're transitioning from intermediate to professional. So this switch usually takes a toll. Like, so I had been in kind of like doing the same things with my career for a little bit, and suddenly I started doing things that were like definitely next level. But financially, in terms of time, my life hadn't changed yet. So I was stuck in a weird middle where I was like working with a lot of very professional, top of the game people, but my life was still organized with my more beginner system. And that transition was really hard because basically I was doing things that require way more money, but I did not have that money. And people would think I have that money because I'm doing those things that have more money, but I am not there yet. So it's this, the middle, the part where a business is like starting. It's so like we're all into this. But when the business gets really, really big and suddenly now you need to hire a bunch of people, but you still don't have the money to hire all the people that you need to cover this growth. It's growing pains, right? It's growing pains. It's where it's that transition that if you survive it as a company, you will thrive. But at that point, it's just like we're using as many hands as we can to cook as many chickens as we can. And there's a million orders and we can't hire any more helpers because we need for people to pay for these chickens in order for us to hire those people. But we are that popular that we are making 1,000 chickens. Is this stuck in the middle thing that you push forward? And it's a little bit more of a struggle than like the emperor or a 3. This is a self-made victory. So that is the chariot in context. I'm trying to find it so that we can do a little example general reading alongside with this card. So sometimes if I'm talking about work and I get the chariot, I'm like, this project's moving forward. But if it's the chariot and the justice card, I'd be like, a contract is moving forward. If it's a chariot and death, some transition or something I need to let go is rapidly approaching. I'm gonna probably quickly gonna have to let go of something that I was not expecting and hope that the transition is smooth for me. The chariot with the hermit, it feels like you're about to enter a moment in your life where you're not very social and you need to do research on your own and do your things on your own. See, someone's grabbing my hand. I don't know what's going on. I feel this thing sometimes where someone grabs my hand and there's no one. And that's a way to describe it. It's just like as if some warm hand was, someone was grabbing my arm with a warm hand. I don't know, guys. If you have an answer for that, let me know. if it's like a spirit, don't tell me, because I don't want to know. I don't want to know that shit. Okay, I got the chariot card. Now I'm going to shuffle them a couple times, and we're going to see how we can apply the chariot in your real life. So, another thing I want to say about the chariot is that it's the major arcana version of the tower and the seven of wands, seven of cups, seven of swords, and seven of, what is it? It's swords, cups, wands, and the other one. Oh, pentacles. So the seven of pentacles is a card of waiting, waiting, and waiting for to reap your reward, right? You plant a tree, of an apple tree, and then once you plant it, you have to wait for the apples, for the tree to grow and the apples to form. You can't just pick apples the second you plant the seed. So the seven of pentacles speaks of that, of waiting for the things you've... So, but see how it's the same theme of the chariot? It's like, I do my own victory, I move forward, but now, because we're speaking of that energy, but in terms of pentacles, which is resources, we're talking about, I am waiting for my resources to come in. I am managing my resources so that I can get more.
Simple Health is care that fits your life. Using technology to provide simple, convenient, and affordable care at home, starting with online birth control prescriptions and delivery. What? Hell yeah! More events than any old white dude in this country. A better way to... No, some of them are woke. A better way to get birth control is here. How does it work? Trying birth control for the first time, or you need a new RX? That's prescription for you. Fill out an online health profile and answer some questions to find the best birth control for you. A doctor reviews if you're a good candidate for birth control, recommends a product, and writes a prescription. Amazing. And then your birth control ships to your door on a recurring schedule. No interruptions. It's free with most insurance plans, and it starts at $15 a month without insurance. Baby, this is heaven. Already have a prescription and want to cut out the hassle of pharmacy visits? Just give us your pharmacy information. We'll do all the work and transfer your RX and start shipping your birth control to you for free. Oh my God, this is all I ever dreamed of. Sometimes I'm behind on my medicine just because I'm fucking not gonna go pick it up because I'm not doing any errands. No more doctor offices, waiting rooms, or pharmacy lines. Get birth control prescribed, renewed, and delivered from wherever you are on your schedule. Simple Health makes it taking care of your health. Well, simple, motherfucker. That's what Simple Health is called. Simple Health. Access to a doctor, insurance status, or cost should never prevent women from getting birth control. Birth control is a personal choice, and Simple Health is a discreet and comfortable option. No labels on the shipment or telling a 50-year-old man your sexual activity. Yes! You know, they don't have to be 50-year-old. I had to tell a creepy couple of 30-something-year-old dudes why I thought I was kind of maybe pregnant. Just do the test. Give it to me, motherfucker. Simple Health not only offers trusted brands of birth control, they aren't making their own birth control. Licensed doctors help design the product and review every patient with rigor and care. It offers an affordable care regardless of insurance. They do accept insurance, and birth control is free with most insurance plans. For those without insurance, birth control pills start at $15 a month and delivery is free for everyone. My goodness, this is like what I'm talking about. The prescription is usually $20, but my listeners get to try it for free with my code. So, my code? You're wondering? It's simplehealth.com/tarot. Or enter the code tarot at checkout. You know, it's kind of that simple. Simplehealth.com/tarot. Enter the code, my code, or tarot. I did not get birth control for a while, and I've been really, really lazy about going to a gynecologist to get inside of me just to tell me that I need a birth control. Why can't I just do a simple quiz? Why can't I just talk to a doctor online and get that sorted out? So that I don't have to be using condoms if I don't want to. Why? Why? No, you should always use condoms. Listen, don't take health advice from me. Just go to simplehealth.com and actually fill out the thing. You know, it's a new era, baby. It's not a hippie land of confusion anymore where people are controlling birth control. Oh, wait, it is. But simplehealth.com makes it easy for you to just get your prescription. So go to simplehealth.com/tarot or enter the code tarot. Now you know. Again, Check out Simple Health and get free prescription by going to simplehealth.com/tarot or just enter the code tarot at checkout. Give it a try and thank me later. Ah. Ooh. Ah. Ooh. Ah. Yeah. Oh. This is like 7 pages of text. Care-of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. New year, new health goals. This year makes health and wellness a top priority with the help of Care-of's monthly subscription vitamin service. Whether you're focused on your glowing skin, boosting your energy levels, getting more sleep, or generally being healthy, build a vitamin routine that's made just for you and your health goals. Do something good for your health. Care-of makes it easy to stick to your health-related resolutions. You can fill on an online quiz and it asks you about your diet, goals, and lifestyle choices. Then you can get personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. It can be really hard to know what vitamins or supplements you should be taking. But Care-of makes it easy to find out what you specifically need to be your healthiest. Your personalized Care-of subscription box gets sent right to your door. Every month with personalized daily packs for a busy on-the-go lifestyle. A portion of every sale goes towards the Good Plus Foundation, which provides expectant mothers in need of valuable parental vitamins. Vegan and vegetarian supplement options available to match your dietary needs. Take advantage of this month's special New Year offers for 50% of your first month of personalized Care-of vitamins. Go to takecareof.com and enter the promo code TAROT50. That's takecareof.com, promo code TAROT50. What's standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals?
No.
Have you thought about talking to someone but are uncertain or unsure of where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you. Listen, BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselor, caring professionals specializing in issues that you want to talk about. It can be depression, stress, and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem. For example, I have PTS of several kinds, and I should talk to a therapist, so I'm probably going to use BetterHelp.com. Connect with your counselor in a safe and private environment. Get help at your own time and at your own pace. Schedule a secure video and phone session or text your therapist. I mean, in Venezuela, we do that to all our doctors, and it should be done here, but it doesn't happen except in BetterHelp.com. It's all included worldwide, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. That's pretty quick. So if you feel pretty desperate, help is on its way really fast. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. And for all the Sassy Tarot listeners, get 10% off your first month with discount code TAROT. That's T-A-R-O-T. If you've been wanting to talk, get started today. Go to betterhelp.com/tarot. Simply fill out the questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get a match with a counselor you'll love. One that you can always change in case you don't love them. That's betterhelp.com/tarot. Promo code TAROT. So that's easy, right? BetterHelp.com/tarot, promo code tarot. You're listening to Sassy Tarot. You can put that together. Y'all smart. Get help, guys. It's good for you. Tarot can only do so much. Well, I'm going to go text my therapist about some person I want to have sex with and won't do it. They won't do it. So, bye. I clearly need it. That's me hitting the mic with my forehead. Bye. If we're talking about the Seven of Cups, we have a choice to make.
We have several courses of actions, several ways in which we can choose to feel, and you need to feel and choose the right way. So the struggle, the same struggle of the chariot of moving forward, of like aligning forces of different types in order to conquer, are being applied to feelings. I have impulses, forces, feelings, needs, and now I need to choose and pick which ones are gonna take me to my goal. I can't just pick any cup. So it's basically the same as the chariot, but emotionally. Now, the same as the chariot, but mentally, it's the swords, seven of swords. It's this person who sneaks away with five swords in the middle of the night from a village. We don't know if that person stole them. It seems like they did. Or we don't know if they were stolen from him and he's recovering them. And he might get killed if he gets found that he's like recouping his swords, right? So someone who has to make his own effort and take his own, it can go both ways. Someone who makes an effort to do something sneaky and kind of shitty, or someone who needs to make an effort to conquer back something that people stole from him. Sometimes like this, the Seven of Swords is a card that reflects a chariot mentally, right? And sometimes you have a great idea and you get together with two partners and they want to steal your ideas and change everything and it's not your original idea. Sometimes you have to take your idea and leave in the middle of the night and go somewhere else. So that can be that. It's protecting what you want to conquer, but mentally. And then the seven, the chariot in the Minor Arcana, that's Seven of Wands. It's the Six of Wands is a card where you just won. You have accolades and victory and people are congratulating you. You've achieved the second cycle of the passion of the heart. You've achieved the second cycle of a project. You are proven a professional. And now everyone starts being envious. And now everyone wants to like get what you did and do what you did and break your record or copy you, find something similar to what you did, be your type, whatever. And you realize that you don't just get a victory and stay there. You have to consistently prove yourself. That is the Seven of Wands, is the moment after the accolades when you have to continue the work. Okay, well, I got an Emmy. Next day, I'm hungover. And then 2 days afterwards, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do next, because I can't just like, someone who gets an Emmy can't just bank on having that for the rest of their lives. They need to continue to prove themselves. That is the Seven of Wands. It's this person who's like struggling with all these wands are coming at him, and he's like looking so stressed, but he's got it because he's so above everyone else. So now you know like how if you see any other seven, or if when you add the numbers of another major arcana, it adds up to seven, you know that card is a reflection of the chariot. And now you know exactly what the chariot means. So I've shuffled the cards and I'm going to do a general too many cards flipped out. Oh wow, okay, some flipped up. So I'm gonna take those and then another one. Okay, so we have the Ten of Pentacles, the Six of Cups, and Temperance. And I'm assuming the chariot is first, right? No, general energy, okay. So I'm seeing the chariot as general energy, and then we got three cards that flipped. This is a general read. If it doesn't apply to you, it's not for you, but it's good for educational purposes regardless. So we got the chariot, the Ten of Pentacles, the Six of Cups, and the card of Temperance. I would say there's an energy of moving forward with your material, personal, and family stability. I think if this reading is for you, that you are dealing with your financial stability or maybe inheritance and something that is your family legacy, something that gives you security at home. That could be your apartment, that could be your savings, that could be a society that you have with someone else, that could be your family business. There's an air of moving, of financial stability or stability of resources. That's the Ten of Pentacles, but followed by the Six of Cups and the Chariot. I would say Six of Cups is a card of people from the past, ancient relationships, people you knew when you were little, people you knew from previous lives, people that you've known for a long time. I would say that you are moving forward with your financial stability. You're in a moment of a lot of resources, and you're investing those resources alongside with a partner that you've known for a long time. And now you're in a moment of moving forward as you negotiate exactly the terms and conditions in which you are going to make this happen. So if it's a love reading, I'm saying you're moving forward with your relationship, and it's not only giving you stability, but there is a mix between future stability and future goals and good, nice memories of the past. You guys are being able to balance both as you're moving forward. This is kind of a very benevolent, beautiful reading, very vanilla, because it's like almost too good. It's almost too good. So I don't know if you can actually see it, but Ten of Pentacles and Six of Cups, I'm like, I would almost say for sure family fortune or inheritance, or that you and your significant other, that might be a business partner or like a partner or a couple, you and your significant other have known each other for a long time. You have amassed some kind of stability, and now you're figuring out how to mix it and match it so that you can move forward with a certain new project or whatever. So I think that's the Chariot. So what I want to do right now, I know that example maybe was crazy, but it's important when you get this card. If I get this card at the beginning of the day, it's my card of the day. What do I think? I think, whoa, I'm going to achieve all my errands. I'm going to achieve everything I set out to do. I need to probably make some effort and coordinate and email and do the things that I need to do, but it's not going to be an issue. If you see the Chariot in a reading and it's surrounded by a lot of cards, some negative situation is moving right along, and you maybe are not going to be able to stop it, but at least you've seen those cards, and maybe you'll, when it hits you, you won't be such a shock. The Chariot is also, the card number 16 is a tower. It's a very heavy card. Sometimes in the tarot reads, when they come out, it's hard to explain because it's a significant break of your structures as you know them. And that can be anywhere from death to just the train is closed this month and it's altered your entire routine. So the tower, which is 16, adds up to 7. It's a reflection of the Chariot, as some people say it. And it's exactly that, because when things move fast and right along, if you're not on that card, it can break your structures. It can run you over and hit you. So when you see the Chariot, try to figure out if you are already headed in that direction, or if you are the one standing in the way of someone that's coming really fast. Good things to ponder when it comes to the Chariot. If I see a Chariot and a Five of Pentacles, which is a card of like losing material stability, I'd be like, bitch, change your passwords now. And I'd be like, someone's spending a lot of money. Someone's just being like a big spender. Ooh, pita. Yeah. Moving forward with the Chariot. If you're expecting me to start something in the silence, were you waiting for me to be done so that you can continue with your groove, or were you waiting for me to join you? Oh, we have the answer to the show, the Pornhub show.
Naked Attraction. Don't miss it. So good.
And that's my husband, Jose, promoting Naked Attractions on Pornhub. So I want to do an interactive read. I'm ready for it. You guys are going to think of a topic right now. You guys are going to think of a topic openly. You're not going to be like, yes or no, because I'm not going to answer that for you, most likely. If you do, you can do it. But you're setting yourself up for disappointment. I'm going to shuffle my cards as you're thinking of this topic. And I'm going to give you... I'm going to pull 3 cards. And I'm going to tell you what they mean. You're going to choose which one is of the cards is yours, and you're going to listen to the result. And if it doesn't apply, let it fly. And if it does apply, well, you're welcome. So almost done. You keep thinking of your topic. Your topic can be anything. Business, love, relationships, sex, interpersonal interactions. Do you realize that I just mentioned four things on the list that were about relationships? Okay, I'm ready. I have card one, card two, and card three out. So it's time for you to pick a card between one and three. Card one, two, and three. Don't change your number. You got it. You got this. If you pick card number one, you got the magician. Okay. You're in a moment where you can manifest anything you set yourself to. You have the tools on the table. You are ready. You're in a moment where... But here's the thing about the magician. The magician is this guy that takes the tools and turns them into something. But you can be good or bad. He's not inherently any of those. So you basically have the tools to make shit happen. You just need to know how to use them and also not take anything away from anyone, right? You need to learn how to use them and not poke your fingers or eyes. You need to... You're in a moment where you're manifesting, but what you manifest depends on what it is, what that is, depends on where you put your thoughts and your feelings. If you're in feelings of lack, feelings of like being left out, this is what you're manifesting. So this is a moment to be watchful of your thoughts and feelings, regardless of what we're talking about. So that when you are in this energy of the magician, you're making shit happen. This is also a Gemini and Virgo card. It's a mercurial element, so it's very much with the power of the thoughts, basically. You're able to bring things into your life. So what it's telling you is, what do you really want to bring into your life? It's also a card that says you're well on your way, whatever this means, but it's also just starting. So if it's a company, if it's an idea, if it's a relationship, this is just starting, but you can make it whatever you want. You have open doors to make it your thing. If you pick card number two, Ten of Swords. I have the Gilded Tarot with me right now, and the Ten of Swords is a card of someone who feels backstabbed, betrayed, feels like they got the bad end of some deal. But in the Gilded Tarot, this guy threw himself to the floor waiting for those ten swords to stab him in the back, but they're just floating. They won't even stab him. It's almost as if the answer to what you're thinking about is, if you exercise letting it go, even without even having to, just exercise letting it go, you might not even get hurt at all. You might not even get stabbed, or like you're trying to save a relationship and it's the last straws and you don't know what to do, and you kind of like say, you know what? I give it back to the universe. If it's not for me, it's not for me. I can't try to hold on to this thing if it's not happening. And then it might not even break apart, or it might not even stab you, or it might not even, you know, it might just, that might just be the clue to have everything get relaxed enough for it to flow. You're also at the end of a cycle of anguish and pain that's a little bit self-inflicted. Your pain is justified. If you do feel it, your pain is justified. You're just being a tiny bit dramatic. And there's a huge liberation that's happening to you right now because of, well, you've already been backstabbed, betrayed, or already feel sad. It's already here. So there's nothing else to do. So you're kind of chill because that's it. You know, it's over. It's past. I hope that helps someone. If you pick card number three, wow, you got the Strength. I knew that this card would pop because it's the next card that we're doing. The Strength card tells you to keep it together in the inside. Like, there's an inner beast that we all have. Mine is very cranky and sometimes gets a lot of anxiety. But you can put a leash on it and treat it as part of you. You can accept it as part of you and have it hold it tight. You don't have to unleash it all the time. It's basically like the Strength card is a card of have of deep self-control. Not self-control because I they're not answering the phone, or not self-control because, well, I can't fucking do anything else about it. No. This is a self-control that's so powerful because it comes from a deep understanding that this is what's supposed to be happening, that this is what's best for you, that this is the right path. So you're able to self-control not because someone else is telling you to, but because you truly, deeply understand who you're, what part of you is the beast, and why you have to keep it tame as of now. So if it's a breakup, now you know. You're coming out of the hole. If it's a relationship, you're both acting by principle and being good to each other because you choose to, not because you're inherently good or because you owe something to someone, but because you decide to. If it's about work, maybe people are testing you, maybe it feels like a challenge, but you're like, you know what? I will achieve this. And that's your inner attitude. If this is about money, maybe you've endured a lot of expenses and not knowing what to do with money, but you know that you will find more. You know that you are almost past it. So this is a card that you're almost past it, and it's because of you. So I hope you enjoy that, guys. I hope you learn about the Chariot. There are other podcasts and tarot stuff where you can read more about it. Of course, it's just my interpretation. I bet that if I go back to these episodes in a year, I'll be like, fuck, I didn't say this, that, this, that. That's why you go on the internet and learn more about it on your own and read your own cards. Every day, I recommend you to just have a tarot deck and pull one card and then Google it. And then that's how you learn. So I love you a long time, guys, and I will see you in the next episode of Sassy Tarot, where Peter Mark Kendall will be making some tunes. Bye-bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Hey there. Congratulations. You made it all the way through that episode. Wow.
We did not think you were going to be able to do it. We barely could. Yeah. Anyway, now that you did, Michael and I have a pretty cool surprise for you. We are gonna get high.
What?
Come on,
what are you
let's
talking
light
about?
Up that joint, baby,
no,
with
Colin,
our listeners.
That is not what we do. Literati is a podcast about books. What? It's not about getting stoned.
I thought we had a special treat.
You
for
don't even smoke weed. You freak out.
Yeah, but
get
I was
paranoid.
I thought we had a special treat or surprise for the listeners who made it to the end of
the
episode.
Yeah, we're gonna play them a clip from our show. Not how would we get everybody high? That doesn't even make
honestly,
sense.
Honestly, I don't really listen to podcasts. I didn't know
that's
if that,
true.
I'm guessing they had the technology to do
no,
that.
No, they
yeah.
don't. That's such a weird. No, Colin, we're not going to get anybody high. We're not getting high.
Okay.
I actually think that you shouldn't be promoting that on this podcast.
Yeah, okay,
tell people
fine.
That.
But if you want to get high at home, sure, do it. But we're not promoting it.
That's neither here nor there. We're going to play a clip from our podcast with Josh Sharp. So just great. Listen and enjoy that.
And get high.
What? And with that in mind, we'd like to take the pressure off of us for a second and introduce you to the reader of today. He's a recent NYU dropout, and we know that means a recipe for success.
Oh, yes, indeed. Dropping out of school and into our hearts, we have young novelist and self-proclaimed genius, Clint Dimples, for you. Enjoy.
Hello, my name is Clint Dimples, and this is a piece of short literature that I call The Story. There was once a girl with deep brown hair who lived with her grandfather in a small cabin upstate, though her parents, who had been professors, died 8 months before in an automobile accident while returning from an academic conference on the viability of the universal basic income. The girl was of a happy sort, her optimism only fading to melancholia on nights such as these, when the rain shuddering at the windows made her wish for her mother's arms. Her grandfather, a wiry man with a great beak of a nose, had just climbed the old stairs to her attic bedroom when he heard her quiet sniffles. "Is everything all right?" he asked the girl. "I'm just having trouble sleeping," she said. "It's hard sometimes." "Yes, I know," said the grandfather. "Maybe a story would help?" The little girl nodded, and so the old man began. There once was a girl with deep brown hair who lived with her grandfather in a small cabin upstate. Though her parents, who had been professors, died 8 months before in an automobile accident while returning from an academic conference on the viability of the universal basic income, the girl was of a mostly happy sort, her optimism only fading to melancholia on nights such as these, when the rain shuddering at the windows made her wish for her mother's arms. Her grandfather, a wiry man with a great beak of a nose, had just climbed the old stairs to her attic bedroom when he heard her quiet sniffles. "Is everything all right?" he asked the girl. "I'm just having trouble sleeping," she said. "It's hard sometimes." "Yes, I know," said the grandfather. "Maybe a story would help?" The little girl nodded, and so the old man began. There once was a girl with deep brown hair who lived with her grandfather in a small cabin upstate, though her parents, who had invented the soda stream, were murdered 8 months before while leaving a Papa John's pizza in Bridgeport, Connecticut. The girl was of a mostly happy sort, her optimism only fading to melancholia on nights such as these when the rain shuddering at the windows made her wish for her mother's arms. Her grandfather, a wiry man with a great beak of a nose, had just climbed the old stairs to her attic bedroom when he heard her quiet sniffles. "Is everything all right?" he asked the girl. "I'm just having trouble sleeping," she said. "It's hard sometimes." "Yes, I know," said the grandfather. "Maybe a story would help?" The little girl nodded, and so the old man began. There was once a girl with deep brown hair who lived with her grandfather in a small cabin upstate. Though her parents, who had been professors, died 8 months before in an automobile accident while returning from an academic conference on the viability of the universal basic income, the girl was of a mostly happy sort, her optimism only fading to melancholia on nights such as these when the rain shuddering at the window made her wish for her mother's arms. Her grandfather, a wiry man with a great beak of a nose, had just climbed the old stairs to her attic bedroom when he heard her quiet sniffles. "Is everything all right?" he asked the girl. "I'm just having trouble sleeping," she said. "It's hard sometimes." "I know how that is," said the grandfather, "with the trouble sleeping." "Is that why you sleep on the roof?" the little girl asked. "Yes, that's why. That's why I sleep on the roof." "I see," she said. "And no other reason," he yelled. "Okay, cool, fine," said the girl. "Will you tell me a story?" "Huh?" said the old man. "A story. Oh, yeah, sure, right. Story, yeah. Oh, I can do that." And so the old man began. There once was a girl with deep brown hair who lived with her grandfather in a small cabin upstate, though her parents, who had been professors, died 8 months before in an automobile accident while returning from an academic conference on the viability of the universal basic income. The girl was of a mostly happy sort, her optimism only failing to melancholy on nights such as these when the rain shuddering at the windows made her wish for her mother's arms. Her grandfather, a wiry man with a great beak of a nose, long, pointed, and yellow, like a beak, this nose, like a big fucking beak. Her grandfather, the man, had just climbed the old stairs to her attic bedroom when he heard her quiet sniffles. "Is everything all right?" he asked the girl. "I'm just having trouble sleeping," she said. "It's hard sometimes." "Yes, I know," he said, scratching at his big fucking beak nose. "Maybe a story would help?" "Sure, Grandpapa, but what's happening to you?" "Whatever do you mean?" he asked. "Your nose, it's turned into a beak like that of a bird." And sure enough, it had, the nose ossified into a large yellow beak. "Squawk," said the grandfather. "Squawk, squawk," as feathers, deep blue and red feathers, began to shoot out of his back. "Squawk," he said. "Squawk." "Why, grandfather," the little girl cried, "you're turning into a bird, a real fucking bird with a giant fucking beak. It's amazing." His feet now claws, he reached over and stood atop the girl's wrists. Then he flapped and flapped until he started to rise over the bed, clutching the small girl beneath him. His great wings swatting at the walls, he tilted his feathered crown forward and burst, beak first, out of the large attic window. The girl hung below him as they made their way up, higher and higher, until the house was but a speck below them. She looked up. "Thank you, Grandpapa. Thank you. Thank you for transforming into a big fucking bird and taking flight." And then the old man let forth a mighty squawk, spread his wings wide, and the two soared off into the warm night air, floating and finally free. The end. "What a lovely story," said the little girl. "But I must ask, was the grandpa in that story, the one who turned into a bird, was he supposed to be you?" "Me?" the old man replied. "Whatever you mean." "I mean," said the little girl, "that maybe it is you who wants to be a bird? I'm asking in part because I know you like to sleep on the roof. I told you about that already. I just do that because I like it. No other reason," he shouted.
Well, sure, said the girl, but the way in which you chew my food up for me and our winter trips down south, it just all makes me think that maybe you want to be a bird for some reason, which, to be honest, is sort of a ridiculous notion given that you're a grown man. And so if you actually want to be a bird, well, I don't know, maybe you're just crazy. Okay, story time is over, said the old man. I'm turning off the lights now. It's time for bed. He pulled the chain on the lamp and all was still. I know you have to use the ladder in my room to climb onto the roof, Grandpa, said the little girl. So you can turn the lights back on and get it if you want. Okay, I'll turn them on just because I want to turn them on. How about that, said the old man, fumbling for the chain. There we go. They're on. The lights are on. Oh, and look, it's the ladder I need to get on the roof. You know, I better go up there to check on some of the tiles and the roofing and other things. Not to sleep, just to, you know, check it out. I trust you won't mind turning the lights off once I'm up there, you know, just in case I take a while. No, Grandpapa, of course not. All right, he said, here I go, up the ladder to check on the tiles. Night-night, I'm almost to the top. Shutting the hatch behind him, the old man sat down on the roof, pulled his knees to his chest, then looked up to the sky and quietly sobbed. A pigeon landed on his shoulder, and the man gently scooped the bird in his palms and pulled it close. Not today, he whispered, snot running down his face. Maybe someday, but not today. The end. What a sad story, said the little girl. I feel sad for the man in that story who told that other story, the man who wanted to be a bird. Yes, the old man replied, but sometimes it is the sad stories that give us comfort, that remind us of how lucky we are to have what we have. Your parents left you with a great fortune, and you should take solace in that. She nodded. Yes, but I still miss Mom and Pop. She paused. Grandpa, do you think they'll ever find who murdered my parents in front of that Papa John's pizza in Bridgeport, Connecticut? The grandfather thought for a moment. No, I'm almost certain they will not. He drew in a labored breath. I was very careful. The girl looked up at him. You are what? I said I was careful. He stood up over her bed. And what's more, I'm not like the old man in that story, pretending to be something he's not. It's time you know who I really am, little girl. I murdered your parents outside of that Papa John's pizza in Bridgeport, Connecticut. The girl pulled back towards the wall. You what? Why would you do that? Because I wanted that SodaStream money. And with them gone, now only you stand in my way. In one quick motion, he removed the knife from his sleeve and plunged it into the little girl's chest. He pulled her close to his face and whispered, let me hear you squawk before you fly away, little bird. Let me hear you squawk. Stop, 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 the little girl shouted. I don't like it when the stories turn scary. I'm sorry if I gave you a fright, said the old man, catching himself. I just thought a little adventure story might take your mind off things. Yes, but a story about a man who tells a story of some other man who lies in yet another story as a way of revealing that he's murdered a little girl's parents when I'm here sad about my parents? What are you thinking, you old kook? And what was all that bird stuff? You're right, the old man replied, standing up from bed. I guess I just got away from myself. He backed out of the room. Good night, it won't happen again. He opened the bedroom door and tumbled into the dark, empty vacuum of space. The house fell away from him and he slowly drifted, naked now to his boxer shorts, earth far off in the distance. A chorus of male voices, hundreds of them, came at him from every direction. You've done well, my good and favored son. Squawk. Know that you are good and strong and that your cock is mighty and powerful. Squawk. And as he crossed into the black hole, his every atom splitting into more energy than powers our sun, his frozen form on the event horizon trapped for eternity was that of a man, arms spread wide and reaching for something greater. The end. I don't get it, said the little girl. Come to think of it, said the old man, me either. He gave her a kiss on the head. A nightingale landed on the windowsill. He pulled out an old Luger he'd stolen from a Nazi during the war, and then he shot the bird dead. The end.
In the yesteryears, there were no therapists to speak of. But now, what is standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals? Have you thought about talking to someone but are uncertain or unsure of where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you. Wow, the future is great. BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselor, caring professionals specializing in the issues that you want to talk about. Depression, stress and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem, and others that feel different than this music. Connect with your counselor in a safe and private environment. Get help at your own time, at your own pace. Not like the old times where you had to make an appointment and send bird letters. to see if they would see you at some point. Schedule secure video phone and session or text your therapist. Text? What is that? All included, worldwide. And you can start communicating in under 24 hours. That's pretty quick. In my days, it would take 2 weeks just to reach my home from the store. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option, and for all the Sassy Tarot listeners, get 10% of your list of your first month. For all the Sassy Tarot listeners, get 10% off your first month with discount code TAROT. If you've been wanting to talk, get started today. Go to betterhelp.com/tarot. Simply fill out the questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. One that you can always change. That's betterhelp.com/tarot, promo code TAROT. betterhelp.com/tarot, promo code TAROT. Tell them Sassy Tarot sent you. And tell them I did before they burn me in the stake.
What?
Why? Because I'm a witch, clearly. Right? What time period are we talking about here?